今天我们很高兴可以请到何弟兄来这里跟我们做见证。
Today we are happy to invite Brother Ho to come and testify for us.
他在这里要是说神在他身上的恩典。
And he will talk about God's grace in his life.
Okay, 我们现在请何弟兄。
And now we invite Brother Ho.Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify. Thanks to God's grace that I can be here to share all of God's grace with us.
And
through this opportunity, we can glorify His name.
首先很感谢各位弟兄姐妹以及长辈们在我这次意外当中对我付出的关心以及带导。
And first, I would like to thank all the brothers and sisters and elders for all their prayers through what I've gone through.
那也很感谢神的恩典一直在保守我。
And I thank God's grace for always keeping me.
那同时我也很感谢我的父母。
And I'm also very grateful to my parents.
因为他们始终如一对于对于真道的坚持
and because of how steadfastly they have held to the truth.
对小孩子不对我们小孩子不住付出他们的祷告
and they continually offer their prayers for us, their children.
所以让我还有机会现在还能够在能够保守在主的家里面
so that now I can still be kept within God's family.
因为我从出生以后就接受真耶稣教会的大水洗礼。
And from the time that I was born, I had been accepted into the baptism of the church.
所以教会对我整个人生来讲占了很重要的一个地位。
So church has always played an important part in my life.
我记得我小时候每次参加灵恩会的时候。
And when I was young and I attended spiritual convocations.
每次都是坐在下面听别人在做见证。
And every time I would sit and listen to someone else testify.
我从来没想到，我可能还有机会也能够上台为主来做见证。
I never thought that I would have the opportunity to go up and testify for the Lord.
到了我小学六年级的时候
And until sixth grade,
我们那个宗教教育的宗教教育的老师有一次跟我们这些学生讲
The religious education teachers told all the students.
说从现在开始我们每个星期要安排一个小朋友上来做见证。
They said, from now on, every week we will arrange for one student to testify.
我想，要做见证？我想，我从来都是听别人见证，怎么可能自己跑上来做见证
？And I thought, it's always other people who are testifying. How could it be me up there?
我想想，奇怪，怎么想脑袋都空空了，说我哪来的见证可以站在台上来讲
？And my mind went blank, and I just couldn't think of a testimony that I would give.
所以我回家以后就赶快问爸爸妈妈。
So I went home and I asked my parents.
他们要安排我上去做见证，我都想不到。
I said, they want me to testify, but I can't think of anything to say.
但是我妈妈跟我讲说，难道你忘了你小学三年级的时候有发生一个很严重的事情，难道你忘了吗？
And my mother said, did you not remember what happened to you when you were in third grade?
那一件事情在我那件事情我一直都没有忘。
And that incident, I've never been able to forget.
但是我不认为那个是一个见证。
But I didn't think of it as a testimony.
那就是我从前住在台湾的北投那个地方。
I used to live in a certain area of Taiwan.
那我们所住的家离教会大概走路两分钟就到了。
And our house was about a 2-minute walk away from church.
那我住的那个公寓前面是有一条很小的巷子。
And in front of our apartment, there was a small alleyway.
那这个巷子一边是公寓，另外一边是一个很陡的坡。
So one side of the alley was an apartment complex, and the other side was a cliff. A steep slope.
那个坡呢？大概有一到两层楼高的。这个坡陷下去
，and it was about 1 to 2 stories high.
那下面就是一片那个荒地
，and the bottom was just a bare land.
那我们家前面呢就种了一棵很大的一棵树
，and in front of our house there was a very big tree.
那我们一些小朋友时常都是到就是爬到树上那边玩
，and often all the children would climb up onto the tree to play.
那个树很大，所以树枝都延就是延伸到这个整个空地的上面。
And the tree was so large that the branches would extend into the steep slope.
那我有一我有一次跟几个小朋友在玩。
And so one time I was playing with several children.
那我很我就不小心就从那树那个树上面大概一到两层楼高就这样摔下去。
And so while I was very high up on the branch, I actually fell all the way down.
那摔下去以后，那个其他的小朋友看着，哎呀，糟糕，我摔下去就赶快去叫我妈妈。
And as soon as all the other children saw that, they ran to get my mother.
那我妈妈就赶快就从另外一边跑到那个下面的空地来救我。
And my mother ran from the other side to come and rescue me.
那她跑来的时候
，And when she ran over.
我印象很深，他一直在讲哈利路亚，感谢主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，感谢主，讲了很多次。
The impression was very vivid to me that she kept repeating hallelujah as she came at me.
那我那时候就一头雾水，头脑就是很多的问号。
And at that time, I had a lot of questions.
我奇怪，我就是不小心跌下来，你为什么一直讲说哈利路亚，哈利路亚，感谢主？
I just had an accident and fell. Why are you continually repeating hallelujah, thank the Lord?
后来我妈妈跟我讲。
And then my mother told me.
她说，第一个，当我摔下来的时候。
At the time that I fell.
我们都知道，小孩子哦，肉最多的地方就是屁股。
And we all know that children are meatiest at the bottom.
那所以呢，我很感谢，我摔下来的时候刚好是屁股着地。
And so I had fallen on my bottom.
然后呢？我妈看到我着地的地方呢，是一块很多长了很多草的地方。
And I had fallen onto a place with a lot of grass.
所以我摔下来的时候，我只是觉得屁股很痛。
So I just felt that my backside was very sore.
然后只有一点点的那个擦伤而已。
And there was very very slight wound.
那但是我妈却发现到我摔倒的地方旁边都很多很尖锐的大石头在旁边。
But everywhere else around where I had fallen was a lot of sharp rocks.
他想说，如果神安排我稍微靠左边或靠右边边摔下来的话，
And so if God had arranged me to fall a little bit to the left or to the right,
这些尖锐的石头就会让我受到很大的伤害。
All these sharp rocks could have hurt me very severely.
甚至如果神让我摔下来的时候转另外一个方向的话。
And if I had turned the other direction as I fell,
如果我的头先着地的话,
if my head had fallen first,
如果我的头刚好碰到那个很尖锐的石头的话,
and if my head had fallen onto one of the sharp rocks,
那这个后果真的是不敢想象。
The end result would be too horrible to imagine.
所以在我妈妈的感觉当中,
so for my mother, her feeling was,
这是一个很大很大的神迹,
that this was an amazing miracle.
所以她一看到我看到这个状况，她心里满心一直喊
So when she saw what had actually happened, she was so grateful. She kept repeating, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
但是在在我当时三年级的这个年纪来讲，我觉得我摔下去只是我不小心，然后只是我很好运没有受伤而已。
But as a young child, I just thought, "Oh, it was just a small accident, and I got very lucky."
那到了三十几年的现在的我
，And now, 30 something years later,
在去年十二月九号。
Last year on December 9th,
有一次我爬到屋顶上去拆一个很简单的东西。
There was one time I climbed up onto the roof for a very simple task.
那事实上事后我很多朋友跟我讲说，哦，你怎么那么笨啊？还要爬到屋顶上去拆。
At the time, my friends had said, "Why are you so stupid that you would climb all the way up onto the roof for such a small thing?"
但是很奇怪，我当初就是觉得这是很简单的事情，上去拆一下就好。
But at that time, I thought it was just very simple. Just go up there and pick something off.
也没有想到任何其他的事情。
And I didn't think about anything else.
那当我在猜的时候。
And so when I was up there on the roof.
我在睁开眼睛的时候。
And I had my eyes open.
我人已经躺在医院。
I was already lying in the hospital.
我一看，哎，奇怪，我怎么会躺在医院里面？
And I thought, why am I in the hospital?
然后我的脖子被那个支架给撑住。
And I had my neck stabilized.
然后呢，我看很多那个医院的这个仪器在我旁边。
And I saw a lot of medical equipment surrounding me.
然后我的鼻子也插了管。
And I had tubes in my nose.
然后我的手两边都有插管。
And I had tubes in both of my arms.
然后我发现，哎，我的衣服怎么都换成这个医院的衣服。
And it was strange, I was wearing a hospital gown.
那我就觉得很纳闷，奇怪， 我刚刚不是在拆东西吗？现在怎么会躺在医院里面？
And I thought, wasn't I just on the roof? What am I doing lying in a hospital now?
那我爸爸刚好在我的床旁边。
And my father was sitting right next to me.
那我就问我爸爸，我怎么会在这里？
And I asked him, what am I doing here?
然后我爸爸就跟我讲事情的经过。
And my father told me what had happened.
因为那个时候我刚好在这个屋顶上拆东西。
And at the time when I was up on the roof.
然后快要到中午的时候。
And it was almost lunchtime.
然后我爸爸就出来叫我要进去吃饭。
And my father told me to go and eat lunch.
那他一出来，怎么看到我整个人就躺在那个车库前面那个水泥地上面。
But when he saw me, I was lying down in front of the garage by some mud.
然后我的头旁边还有一大滩血在那边。
And then next to my head, there was a large pool of blood.
哇，他看了吓一跳。
And he was very scared.
他就一直摇醒我。
And so he kept trying to shake me awake.
但是那时候我完全没有办法醒来。
But I couldn't wake up at that point.
然后，因为像我平常来教会，很多人都说，哦，我怎么那么瘦？应该体重很轻。
And a lot of times people at church say, I'm so skinny, I must be very light.
但是我不晓得那个时候我的体重很重很重。
But at that time, I felt very heavy.
我爸爸怎么扶我都没有办法扶起来。
And no matter what, my father couldn't lift me.
没有办法，结果那我爸爸就赶快到隔壁邻居去敲门。
And so my father went to ask a neighbor for help.
敲门也没有人在。
But he knocked on their door and nobody was home.
当他在很急，然后心里一直在向神祷告的时候。
And he was very anxious and praying in his heart.
刚好我们那个社区有一个妈妈带着小孩子在这个社区里面散步。
Within our community, there was a mom that was walking her child.
然后他就看到我整个人，这个整个人躺，就是整个人躺躺在那边。
And she saw that I was lying there unconscious.
然后我爸就请他是不是。他家里是不是有人可以来帮忙？
And my father asked her if she had anyone at home that could help.
但是很奇妙的。
And it's very miraculous.
因为那个时候刚好是中午，就是 weekday 中午的时候。
It happened to be a weekday at lunchtime.
所以一般人哦，上班的上班，上学的上学。
So most people were either at school or at work at that time.
所以几乎很少那种年轻力壮的会待在家里面。
So it's unlikely that someone young and strong would be at home.
结果那个妈妈呢，就赶快跑回去。
So the mom ran home.
突然就有大概四个很年轻力壮的年轻人就冲到这边来。
And then she rushed back with four strong young people.
然后有的帮我打电话。
And someone helped to call.
有的就帮我扶起来。
And some lifted me up.
然后救护车很快，大概3分钟。就到我爸爸妈妈家了。
And the ambulance came to my parents' house in about 3 minutes.
但是在那个时候，我完全是不省人事。
And at that time, I was completely unconscious.
那结果救护车就直接送到附近的这个急诊室里面。
And the ambulance took me to a hospital nearby.
那结果后来就是当我醒来的时候。
And so when I woke up.
那我就觉得奇怪，这些医生跟护士怎么今天都怪怪的。
I was wondering why the nurses and doctors were acting so strangely.
然后都问我一些很奇怪的问题。
And they asked some very strange questions.
一下这个护士来问我说，现在美国总统是谁？
The nurse asked me, who is the president of the United States now?
然后他问我的名字是什么？
And she asked me my name.
然后我的家住哪里？
And where do I live?
现在是西元几年？
And what year is it?
我觉得奇怪，这个一般都是问那种很小的朋友的这个问题，怎么一直在问我这些很奇怪的问题。
And I thought, aren't these questions for young children? Why are they asking me?
然后他们就是搬进搬出一些测试的仪器在测量我的身体。
And they kept bringing in test equipment to test me.
然后后来这个医生跟护士每次碰到我呢，就说，哦，你真的是很命大。
And all the doctors and nurses who saw me kept saying that I was very lucky.
然后因为他们告诉我，因为我是从屋顶上摔下来。
Because I'd fallen from the roof.
然后刚好又摔在这个水泥地上面。
And I had fallen on the concrete.
那如果像我小孩子，如果屁股先着地，那还好。
And if it was the fall like I had when I was a child, where I landed on the bottom, that'd be okay.
但是这次我是我的 右脸跟我的右手先着在这个水泥地上面。
But this time it was the right side of my face and my right hand that hit the concrete first.
所以这个医生跟护士他就有跟我讲。
So the doctors and nurses told me.
他们说在他们在医院里面看了太多从这个屋顶上摔下来的人。
They see these kind of accidents happen all the time.
他们说最轻微的也有那个脑震荡。
And that all of them at least suffer concussions.
然后呢，稍微比较严重一点，你的这个颈椎就会受到很大的伤害。
And the slightly more severe ones suffer injury to their spine.
那有的呢，可能就是因为这样子摔下来就半身不遂，就要坐轮椅。
And some of them even become paralyzed and have to be in a wheelchair.
那因为我是头先这个撞到地上。
And so my head hit the ground first.
所以他说像我这种例子，就是很大的可能比较严重会变成植物人。
And so they said it was very likely that I would be in a vegetative state from that kind of fall.
甚至呢，他说碰到有一些 case， 摔下来撞到头就死掉了。
And some of them hit their heads and die from the impact.
所以他们哦，帮我照了很多的，不管是超音波或是其他检验，照了两三次，他们觉得奇怪，照来照去都没有什么其他的问题。
So they took many X-rays and they ran many tests, but they couldn't find anything wrong with me.
当然。因为我从上面摔下来，所以我右脸颊的这个骨头碎掉。
And of course, some of the bones in my face broke because of the impact.
所以这个骨头为了要支撑我的这个右眼球。
And so for my skull to be able to support my right eye.
所以我的骨头跟我的眼睛可能会有问题。
And so I may have a little bit of problem with my eye and the right side of my face.
当我还没有听到医生跟护士跟我讲这些事情之前
，But before I heard the doctors and nurses tell me all this information，
我也只是觉得哦，我只是不小心从屋顶上摔下来而已。
I kept thinking I just had a small accident and I fell from the roof。
但是当这个医生跟护士跟我讲完以后
，But after they finished telling me what happened，
哦，我心里满心的感谢神。
My heart was filled with thanks for God。
我说如果没有神的保守的话，我可能今天没有办法站在这边。
Without his protection, I could not be standing here today.
我在医院住了七天。
And so I was in the hospital for 7 days.
然后，但是我在医院住的时候，我一直在想一个问题。
But while I was in the hospital, I kept thinking one thing.
当我摔下来的时候
，At the time that I fell.
当我在昏迷的时候
，When I was unconscious.
我的生命有几个选择
？How many options did I have for my life?
我摔下来就，我生命第一个选择，我要选择。脑震荡
，So would I first choose a concussion？
还是我要选择这个半身不遂
？Or would I choose being paralyzed？
或者我要选择我变成植物人
？Or would I want to be in a vegetative state？
甚至我就选择直接死掉
？Or would I just choose death？
但是选择权是在神
，But the power to choose is in God。
但是神却没有选择这些我应该会选择到的。
But God did not choose any of these that I should have encountered.
反而让我能够很平安地存活下来。
And instead, he very peacefully preserved my life.
当然我在医院动了这个手这个动手术要把这个脸颊里面的这些碎骨要把它取出来。
I did have to have surgery on my face to take care of the bones that had shattered.
所以这个开刀就是从嘴巴里面开刀。
And so the surgery took place from within inside my mouth.
然后头上这边开刀。
And also from my skull.
然后我的眼睛下面这边也开刀。
And also right under my right eye.
然后这个旁边也开刀。
And also from the side.
所以他除了把我这个碎掉骨头取出来以外。
And in other than taking out the remnants of the bones that had shattered.
然后他也放一个支架在里面，为了要撑住我右边的这个眼球。
And he also put a nail inside so that it would be able to support my eyeball.
然后我的这个手呢，因为摔下来整个短了一节。
And so because I fell on my hand, my hand has been shortened.
那所以医生也帮我把它接回去。
But then the doctor was able to reconnect it.
当然因为有开刀，所以我现在右边的脸还有一些还是有点麻麻的。
And so because of the surgery, the right side of my face is still a little bit numb.
那 医生跟我讲说，这个 至少要六个月以上，这个麻的症状才能够慢慢的消失掉。
And the doctor says that it will take at least about 6 months for that feeling to go away.
所以当我这个开完刀以后
，So after my surgeries，
医院就很快就安排我回家休养。
The hospital quickly arranged for me to go home and recuperate.
那当然，我每个星期都要回到医院去做这个检查。
And every week I had to go back to the hospital for a checkup.
每一次回去呢，医生就跟我讲说，哎，奇怪，你这个复原速度怎么那么快
？And every time I went back, the doctor would say, "It's so strange, you're recovering so fast."
结果我回去给医生检查，还不到一个月的时间。
And so within the first month of my checkup,
医生就跟我讲说，你下次就不用来了。
The doctor already said you don't need to come next time.
他说你这个伤口复原的很快。
He said that you recovered very quickly.
那除非有什么很奇怪的症状的话，不然你就可以不用再来看医生了。
So unless there anything unusual happening, you don't need to come back for a checkup.
所以这一次让我有很这次摔下来让我有很大的震撼。
And so, this time when I fell, I had a very deep impression.
我很多朋友就都跟我讲说，你怎么那么倒霉
？And so a lot of my friends said, "Why are you so unlucky?"
怎么那么倒霉？就是平白无故呢，就从这个屋顶上摔下来。
You're so unlucky that you just fell from the roof.
然后又住院又开刀。
And then you got stuck in the hospital and you had to get surgery.
但是我心里满心的感谢。
But in my heart, I'm filled with thanks.
因为我在那个时候，我能够完全感受到主耶稣就在我旁边。
Because at that time, I could experience Jesus was right next to me.
当每一次护士跟我讲说，哦，你怎么这么幸运的时候
，Every time the nurse told me that I was so lucky.
我都跟他讲说，我所信的神救了我。
I told her that the God that I believe in saved me.
不然我就没有办法，那个时候就很平安的躺在那个医院的病床上面。
Otherwise, I would not be peacefully laying in the hospital bed.
后来我就想到神在我这一生当中安排了两次让我跌倒。
And so I thought about how God had arranged for these two falls within my life.
第一次我小学三年级的时候。
And the first time I was in third grade.
我相信对于神的安排来讲，这个是一个很大的，是一个很大的神迹。
I'm sure that within God's arrangement, it was a great miracle.
那个时候我也有可能失去我的生命。
At that time, I also could have lost my life.
但是对我当时来说，我不认为那个是一个神的神迹。
But at the time, I did not recognize it as one.
但是三十几年以后，神又允许我又跌了一次。
And now, 30-something years later, God let me fall again.
同样的跌倒。
And the same fall.
我这一次却是满心的喜乐以及感谢。
But this time, I am filled with joy and gratitude.
让我100%相信，我们在这个世上所发生的一切事情呢，都有神的允许跟安排。
And now I 100% believe that everything happens in this world for with God's arrangement.
我们请翻开希伯来书第二章第四节。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4.
希伯来书第二章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4.
神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐同他们作见证。在这边第一句就讲到神按着他自己的旨意。
And so here it says that God does all according to His own will.
我们人的一生，不管好的事情或不好的事情，都有神的意思。
Whether it is good things or bad things that happen in our lives, everything has God's will.
但是这些事情的发生，要让我们知道神的救恩是什么。
And so these things happen so that we understand what His salvation is.
就像第三节讲的。
Just as it says here in verse 3.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见人给我们做证实的。所以主耶稣给我们这么好的这个得救的道理。
So Jesus gave us such a great word of salvation.
我们相信了。
And we believe it.
但是我们还是会带着肉体。
But then we still carry our flesh.
所以神会时常会按照他的旨意来在我们生命当中发生一些事情。
So according to his will, God will arrange for certain things to happen in our lives.
不但是重新提醒我们，主耶稣还在我们旁边以外。
It is not only to remind us once again that Jesus is right next to us.
更让我们能够把这个神这么伟大的救恩能够让别人知道。
But it is also so that others can see the great salvation within us.
我们来看一下，罗马书第八章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
八章二十八节。
Romans 8:28.
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。我相信世界上不管有信主没有信主的人
，And so whether or not the people who are believers or unbelievers，
都会碰到一些他自己觉得很幸运的事情。
Everyone in this world will encounter things they consider lucky。
像有时候在电视上。播报新闻的时候
so for example, when you watch the news on TV,
有时候会播报，哎，有人在开车突然这个撞到旁边的电线，这个电线杆，结果这个人好好的就从车子里面，从车子里面走出来。
Sometimes they report the news of an accident where someone drove into a telephone pole, but they were able to walk away from the accident fine.
但是如果我们信主的人就知道这一切事情的安排都是有神的意思。
But for those of us who believe, we understand that everything is according to God's will.
就像神出太阳，神这个下雨，不单单只给我们信主的人。
So just like when there's rain or when there's sunshine, it is not just for the believers.
它是给所有的人。
It is for everyone.
所以事实上，他的救恩也会给这个不相信的人。
So his salvation is also for those who do not yet believe.
但是如果我们不认识主耶稣的话
But if we do not know Jesus,
我们就觉得，哎，只是我今天刚好很好运，就像我小学三年级的那件事情一样。
We would think, oh, it was just good luck, just like what happened to me when I was in third grade.
但是这边保罗特别在这边有强调说万事互相效力。
But here, Paul emphasizes here that all things work together.
每件事情都会发生。
And so everything happens.
但是谁会得到益处？
But who is it for the good of?
他这边就说，爱神的人会从这些事情里面得到好处。
So for those who love God, they will gain something from it.
那他的条件是什么？
And what is the requirement?
就是在按他旨意被召的人。
It is to those who are called according to his purpose.
所以真正有资格能够从这所有事情得到好处呢，就是按照他旨意被召的人。
So those who are eligible to receive good are those who are called according to his purpose.
所以我有时候跟我一些做生意的朋友在讲。
So sometimes I chat with my business associates.
虽然你的生活过得很好。
So even though your lives are very good.
但是来相信主耶稣，事实上对你来讲没有任何损失啊。
But if you believe in Jesus, you have nothing to lose.
你也并不是。譬如说要加入 Costco 的这个 member， 你还要先缴个钱。
It's not like joining Costco where you have to pay a membership fee.
来信耶稣不用缴钱的。
You can come and believe for free.
只要你心里能够接受他。
As long as your heart can accept him.
然后你花点时间能够跪下来向神祷告，这样就好了。
And if you're willing to spend some time to kneel down and pray, that's all you need.
那神这么大的恩典呢，就会在我们的生活当中。一点一滴的就会让我们尝到。
And then God's grace will come into your life so that you can experience it.
就像诗篇里面讲到说，我们要尝尝主恩的滋味。
Just like in Psalms, it says that we need to taste the aroma of God.
虽然我不相信主耶稣。
Even if I do not believe in Jesus.
没有关系。
It's okay.
我来先尝看看。
I can come and try it first.
我记得我小时候很讨厌吃木瓜。
I remember as a child, I hated papayas.
每次吃那个闻到那个味道，就觉得好臭。
And every time I smelled it, I thought it was disgusting.
每次我妈妈哦，就硬逼我，你就尝一点看看，应该是很好吃的。
And then my mother would force me to try just a little bit and say it was really good.
后来有一次，我就好了，我就尝一点看看好了。
So finally, at one point, I said, "Fine, I'll just try a little bit."
我就一尝，哎，怎么那么甜啊，这么好吃
？And I thought, "Oh, why is it so sweet, and why does it taste so good?"
从那时候开始，我就很喜欢吃木瓜。
And from then on, I loved papayas.
所以，有的时候我们要给自己一点点机会。
So sometimes we have to give ourselves a chance.
我们给自己的机会，不用花任何的东西。
And you don't need to spend anything in order to get that chance.
有时候我们就是跪下来向人祷告而已。
We just need to kneel down and pray to God.
我们可以的话，我们来教会听听道理。
And if we can, we come to church and listen to his word.
我们只要有这个一点点的心，
if we have a little bit of heart,
神一定会让我们尝到他的恩典是多么美好的。
God will definitely let us taste how great his blessings are.
我相信在座的弟兄姐妹，
I'm sure all the brothers and sisters sitting here,
在你们人生里面有很多很多能够荣耀神的见证。
In your lives, there are many testimonies that can glorify God.
但是我觉得我这次从屋顶上摔下来，
But I feel like this time when I fell down from the roof,
让我跟神的距离更加亲近。
It drew me much closer to God.
我觉得如果没有神在保守我，
And so if he was not protecting me,
我的结局应该会很惨的。
I should have suffered very disastrous consequences.
我还有两个小孩子。
I still have two children.
一个四岁，一个六岁。
One is four and one is six.
如果我变成植物人，
If I was in a vegetative state,
或我半身不遂，
Or if I was paralyzed,
那我如何要对我的家人来交代？
How would I take care of my children?
所以我一想到这个就满心的感谢神。
So whenever I think of this, I'm filled with gratitude for God.
我有时候觉得我信心软弱的时候，
Sometimes I feel like when my faith is weak.
神啊，你到底在哪里？
I said, God, where are you?
但是呢，一旦这个患难发生的时候，才让我真正觉得到感觉得到神就一直在我旁边。
But as soon as a crisis occurs, I know that God is right there next to me.
我一直在想，如果我那天没有发生这个事情，
And I keep thinking, what if this did not happen to me that day?
事实上我那个星期都已经安排好我每一天要做的事情。
And that entire week, I already had my whole schedule planned.
那如果我没有发生这个事情，我那个星期过了，那个星期过了，我一样是没有任何的特别的感受。
And if that accident didn't happen, I would just pass the week like nothing special had happened.
但是当神让我发生这个事情，
But God let this happen to me.
打乱我所有的安排的行程，
And so he changed all my schedules and arrangements.
让我一个星期都待在这个，都待在医院里面。
So that for the entire week I was in the hospital.
就让我觉得啊，我们人真的很脆弱，很渺小。
It made me realize how small and how fragile we are as humans.
虽然可以计划很多很多事情，我们想要去想要去完成。
Even though we have all these tasks that we want to complete.
但是神的作为一发生的时候，
But when God's will happens,
我们所计划的完全没有用。
Everything we have planned for goes to waste.
这个就让我想到三月十一号在日本发生这个地震跟大海啸。
It made me think of the tsunami and earthquake that happened in Japan on March 11th.
我相信在这个地震海啸来之前，每一个人都在为他那一天或那个星期所计划的在忙碌。
I'm sure that prior to the earthquake, everyone had a lot of plans for everything they had to finish that week.
但是在短短几秒钟、几分钟的时间内，就整个改变那个族群人他一生的安排。
But within just a few minutes, their entire lives had changed completely.
让我更觉得我们人的生命真的是非常的短暂。
And it made me feel even more clearly that our lives are so temporary.
因为我一直觉得我们没有一个人可以肯定的说我一生可以活到几岁。
Because none of us can definitively say how long we will live.
我们很多人因为这样子呢，就去买很多的保养品哦，让自己能够更健康，为了就是想要活更久一点。
And so we buy a lot of health supplements so that we can live longer.
那我们每一天每一天的过，事实上我们的年岁每一天每一天的在减少当中。
And so every day that we live is one less day that we will live.
然后又不晓得我们什么时候会离开世界。
And we never know when we will leave this world.
所以就变成我们每一天过的生活，对我们来讲是一个非常宝贵的。
So every day that we live is very precious.
所以让我觉得，如果我没有紧紧的抓住神的话，
So if I do not hold on to God tightly,
我在这个世界上，就算我有钱，我有这个地位，我有房子车子，当我离开世界的话，这对我来讲没有任何的意义。
Even in this world, if I have money, power, a big house, a car, none of this means anything if I'm not here.
所以我一直在揣摩保罗他当时的心态为什么有这么大的转变。
And so now I can understand why Paul had such a huge transformation in his heart.
如果我们都知道保罗在当时的社会 是一个上流社会的人，
We all know that Paul had a lot of status in society.
不管在这个社会的地位上面，或者是在这个政治的影响力，他 他又是年轻哦，这个地位学识又高。
In society and in politics, he was powerful and he had a lot of knowledge.
就好像我们这个，我们所知道当初那个甘乃迪的唯一的儿子。
He was like Kennedy's only son.
我们都知道后来他因为飞机失事去世了。
And we all know that he later died in a plane crash.
在当时很多人都非常看好他。
At that time, many people idolized him.
他的政治背景又有钱，才华什么各方面都有。
He had a political background, he had money, he had charisma, he had everything.
保罗在当时也是非常看重他的，他这一生要怎么安排变成一个很成功的人生。
And at the time, Paul was set to be a successful person for his whole life.
哇，当他被神光照了以后。
And then when God's light shone upon him.
三天瞎了眼睛。
For 3 days, he couldn't see.
瞎眼等于是跟废人一样。
And so because he was blind, he was just like a disabled person.
让他完全有180度的转变。
And so that is why he was able to turn around 180.
所以他在圣经里面讲说，他慢慢开始将这个世界看为粪土。
And so in the Bible it says that he was able to see everything in the world as dust.
那些东西不再吸引他了。
And so they didn't attract him anymore.
就好像小孩子，就好像三四岁的小孩子现在在玩那个 Thomas 的小火车一样。
It's like a young toddler who plays with Thomas the engine.
你现在叫那个大学生说，哎，我们来玩这个 Thomas 的这个小火车，他一点兴趣都没有。
But if you ask a college student, he wouldn't be interested in playing with the same toy.
只有神会改变我们的欲望。
Because only God can change this.
那我们这个欲望就会致使我们花很多的时间去追求我们想要达到的欲望。
And our desires will have us put a lot of effort into these things that we want.
所以当我们有机会来亲近神的时候，
So when we have the opportunity to draw near to God,
神会慢慢地改变我们的心。
God will slowly change our hearts.
让我们能够一步一步的来慢慢了解，哦，原来神的恩典，神的爱是这么的伟大。
So that step by step we can understand that God's love is really this great.
如果我们现在还没有为主来付出很多，做很多教会的工作的时候，
And if we do not take this time now to do a lot of work for God,
我们也能够重新回到神的面前。
Or if we do, then we will be able to come forward to God again.
让神能够再一次在我们的生命当中来发生这个神所要在我们身上发生的奇迹。
So that in our lives we can let God's will happen.
因为我一直觉得我们事实上是损失了很多神在我们身上发生的这些奇迹的恩典。
And I keep thinking that we lose so much of God's grace and miracles in our lives.
就算神在我们一天当中发生的事情。
And even with all the things that do happen in our lives.
我们回到家里，我们不觉得这是神的恩典。
When we come home, we don't consider that as a God's blessing.
有时候我们觉得，哎，我今天出去碰到的事情都很顺利的能够处理掉。
And when things happen very smoothly,
那我们觉得，哎，今天做事好像蛮顺心的。
We think that, oh, everything went well today.
但是我们却没有想到，为什么我们今天所碰到这个事情会这么顺利？
But we don't think about why everything happened so smoothly.
我们可能也会碰到同样的这个事情，我们也会碰到很困难，没有办法解决的事情。
And maybe with the same situation, we'll encounter a difficulty that we don't know how to solve.
但是为什么我们今天会这么顺利？
But why is it that it went so smoothly?
事实上很多神的这个圣经讲的神迹哦，一直在我们生活上。一直在显明。
The Bible tells us that miracles are happening in our lives all the time.
只是我们一直没有付出很多的精神来注意神在我们身上发生的作为。
But we don't spend the time to see how God has revealed Himself in our lives.
所以我们一直在讲但以理每一天三次的祷告。
So we know that Daniel prayed 3 times a day.
为什么每次传道者一直鼓励我们？有机会就要向神祷告。
And why is it that the pastor is always encouraging us to pray?
就是让我们在祷告当中能够思想我今天发生了什么事情。
So that in our prayer we can think about what happened to us today.
我想想为什么我今天会这么顺利。
And why would today go so well?
为什么我今天会发生到这边不如意的事情。
Or why would something not go so well?
因为有 有时候我们静下心来想的时候，
and so when we quiet our hearts to think,
神的神迹的这个感动的力量就会进到我们心里。
That is when His touching power and His miracles can come to us.
就像我刚刚讲的，虽然我们不认识神，不相信主耶稣没有关系。
Even if we don't know God and we don't know Jesus, that's okay.
我们今天回去。
Today we can go home.
如果我们今天花个五分钟时间，
if we spend 5 minutes,
我就跪下来，
and we kneel down.
按照教会的这个朋友教导我怎么祷告的方式，
and we pray the way that our church friends have taught us to pray.
我来试看看，
and we try it.
哦，试看看，既然别人都讲说你是这么伟大的神，
and we say, well, if everyone else says that you're such a great God,
那我从祷告当中来求神，你也让我体验一下，看看你到底是不是这么伟大。
Then let me experience it too, so that I can see that you are this great.
花五分钟、十分钟祷告，对我们来讲没有任何损失。
And so if we spend 5 to 10 minutes praying like this, we don't have anything to lose.
但是往往我们有这样子的心来想要认识神的时候呢，神就会让我们心里来明白他到底是谁。
But with this heart, if we seek to know Him, He will let us know who He is.
所以很感谢神的恩典。
So I really thank God for His grace.
很多信徒看到我的时候，
when a lot of the believers see me,
在我们园林教会有一些跟我比较熟的这个弟兄啊，当我第一次回到教会的时候，
in Garden Grove Church, there are some members who know me really well, and when they saw me for the first time after my fall,
他看到我说他以为我回来以后会变成这个钟楼怪人。
He thought I would be completely disfigured.
因为我是撞到眼睛跟这个脸，因为可能整个脸都会变形。
Because the impact was on the right side of my face, so they thought I would look totally different.
还看，奇怪，怎么跟从前一模一样？
They thought, oh, why do you look exactly the same?
我很感谢神的恩典。
I am so thankful to God for His grace.
这种感谢是没有办法用言语表达的。
And this kind of gratitude cannot be expressed with words.
因为神第二次又救了我。
Because God saved me for a second time.
让我能够站在这边来为他做见证。
So that I can stand here before Him to testify for Him.
我相信神在我们每一个人当中都发生了很多很感人的事情。
I'm sure many things such as this have happened to us in our lives.
如果我们用心去思想的话，
And if we really use our hearts to think,
这股感动的力量会持续的让我们来更接近神。
The way He has touched us can help us draw closer to Him.
很多人都跟我讲说，我脸上都没有看到什么样的疤。
Many people have told me that they don't see any scars on my face.
唯一留下一个小的疤是在我眼睛旁边这里。
There's one very small scar next to my eye.
但是我很感谢神能够让我留下这个小的疤。
But I'm glad that He was able to leave me this scar.
让我时常能够提醒我自己。
So that I can continually remind myself.
这就是神的爱，神的拯救。
This is God's love and God's salvation.
让我能够将我神在我身上所发生的恩典，除了跟弟兄姐妹分享以外，
so that I can also just share all this love and grace with all the brothers and sisters.
更能够把这个恩典传给我的下一代。
And I can also spread this grace to the next generation.
让他每次看到爸爸这个上面的疤，
so every time that they see my scar,
就知道这个就是神又救了我的生命。
They will know that God has saved me.
愿这一切的尊贵荣耀都能够荣耀神的圣名。
And may all the glory be unto God's name.
感谢何弟兄给我们做那么美好的见证。
We thank Brother Ho for his wonderful testimony.
他刚刚在做见证，我想到说，传道不知道多久之前跟我们讲说，其实没有那么多的凑巧。
I remember while he was speaking, I remember the pastor said once that there really aren't any coincidences.
其实每一个凑巧都是一个神迹。
Because every coincidence is actually just a miracle.
其实，在我们生活上就是有很多很多神迹组合起来的。
And there are many miracles in our lives that God has given us.
我想到我们圣经上神也教导我们。
And so I thought of how the Bible also teaches us.
有一次有一个瞎眼的。
One time there was a blind man.
来请耶稣来医治他。
And he came to Jesus to ask for healing.
那门徒就问主耶稣说，是他的父母还是他得罪神，就有罪。
And so the disciples asked, is he the one with sin or is it his parents who have sinned?
那主耶稣跟他讲说，不是，是因为要这一件事来荣耀神。
And Jesus said, neither. This happened so that God could be glorified.
这个是记载那个约翰福音第九章。
And this is recorded in John chapter 9.
我那一天有一次在看圣灵报。
And the other day I was reading the Holy Spirit monthly.
我看到一个传道，他以前是神学生。
And there was a pastor who was a theological student at one point.
现在是传道。
And now he's become a pastor.
他做一个简单的见证。
And he made a simple testimony.
他说我们主耶稣也会来给我们考试。
And he said that Jesus will come and test us.
你要是通过了这个考试，你就上了，更你的灵性又上了一层。
If you can pass the test, then you can raise up in your spirituality.
他的见证是这样子。
And so this was his testimony.
他说，他当神学生的时候，每个月可能有两天的假日。
He said that when he was a student, he had 2 days of vacation every month.
他要求他的太太跟他的妈妈说，他回去，他们就有家庭祭坛。
And so he requested to his mother and his wife that they build a family altar at home.
然后因为他的小孩子很小，可能就是 baby 吧。
Because his children were quite young at the time, just babies.
所以他们就，他回去，他们就在家里有一个家庭聚会。
So whenever he went home, they would have a small family service.
那可能经过了一段时间。
And after some time had passed,
他有一次回去。
There was one time that he went home.
刚好讲说好，那我们来做家庭聚会。
And so he said, okay, let's have a family service.
刚好把圣经拿起来，
and he happened to pick up his Bible.
他的小孩子就大哭，
and his child started crying very loudly.
那他妈妈就很紧张，
and so his mother was very nervous at this time.
他妈妈就说，小孩子是怎么回事？赶快就看他是不是尿片湿了，还是怎么样？
and so his mother said, oh, we should check his diaper or see what's wrong.
但是小孩子还是哭，
but the child continued to cry.
那他妈妈就说，那我们要不要送带他去医院？
And then so his mother asked, should we take him to the hospital?
他想一想，他说，妈，不用。
And so he thought about it, and he said, no, we don't.
他说，哭一下没有关系。
It's okay if he cries for a little bit.
我们还是继续我们来做家庭聚会。
We should still have our family service.
他就坚持的把圣经翻开。
And so he persisted and opened his Bible.
他的小孩子已经不哭了。
And the child stopped crying.
他就是在讲说，我们都是会，神就会给我们做考试。
And so he said that God will always give us tests.
你这一次通过了。
If you're able to pass this time.
你会有更一层的考试。
Then you can go to the next level of test.
但是呢，你要是没有通过。
But if you do not pass.
那这个考题还会再重复一次。
Then you will have to take this test again.
直到你通过为止。
Until you have passed.
我想神给我们不同的考验。
So God gives us all different types of tests.
为的就是要让我们的灵性增长。
So that our spirituality can continue to grow.
像何弟兄。
Just like with Brother Ho.
他三年级的时候，他不知道凑巧是摔倒很多凑巧。
And he didn't realize that in third grade, he thought his fall was just a series of coincidences.
因为他认为说，我就是不小心摔倒而已啊。
He just thought, I just fell by accident.
我运气好，所以我摔到有很多草的地方。
I got lucky, so I fell where there was a lot of grass.
我的屁股先着地。
And so I was able to fall backside first.
所以那只是一个凑巧。
So it's just a coincidence.
但是他这一次他知道他不是凑巧。
But this time he knew it was not a coincidence.
因为他知道说，没有神的，没有神的眷顾。
Because he knew that without God's care,
那他就会摔得很严重。
He could have fallen very seriously.
但是他经过他这样子，他更亲近神。
And in this way, he was able to draw closer to God.
因为神让他更体验到他的存在。
Because God was able to show him His presence even more clearly.
我们看一节圣经。
Let us turn to a passage.
雅各书。 雅各书
James。
第一章第二节
James chapter 1 verse 2。
我的弟兄们，你们若在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。第三节，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。第四节
，Four，
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Verse 2, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So let us use this as for mutual encouragement today. And may all the glory be unto God. Let us pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.